Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. June is the peak month for harvesting early summer vegetables. One reason people grow their own vegetables is the outstanding quality of freshly harvested produce right out of the garden and right to the table. Harvesting at the right stage, however, is essential to getting the best quality vegetables from your garden. It's important to understand that some vegetables are harvested while immature. This includes eggplants, summer squash, cucumbers, okra, and snap beans. Don't leave these vegetables on the plants too long, or the quality will decline. There's nothing great about harvesting a big old summer squash that's way beyond its prime harvesting stage. So with these young vegetables that we harvest in the immature stage, make sure you harvest them frequently and harvest them while they're young and in the right stage. Now, a few other crops are harvested when they are mature, and that includes tomatoes, winter squash, and sweet corn. Now, for the best quality, they've got to be left on the plant until fully mature or fully developed. Peppers are sort of unique, and if you're growing hot peppers or sweet peppers or bell peppers in your garden, well, they can be harvested in the green, immature stage, and that's typical for bell peppers and jalapeno peppers, or they can be harvested when fully ripe. The cayenne pepper, for instance, is harvested once it turns red. Peppers can turn red, orange, or yellow when they mature, and they can be harvested in the green stage or anything in between that and the mature stage. Now, the best quality is maintained if the vegetables are eaten soon after harvest. If you can't consume them immediately, we'll preserve the quality of most vegetables by refrigerating them. Once you cool them down and lower the temperature of the tissue, it keeps them fresher longer. It slows down their life processes. Now, there are a few exceptions. We don't refrigerate Irish potatoes, tomatoes, melons, or garlic or onions when we harvest those. Now, tomatoes and melons, that's a big one. Everybody sticks their tomatoes in the refrigerator. Not really the best thing to do. So here's some specific information on harvesting some of the particular vegetables that you might be growing in your garden right now and that might be coming ready to harvest. Make sure, again, that you harvest these at the right stage for the best quality. Snap beans, they're harvested when they're about the diameter of a pencil. Again, don't let these go too long. Don't let the seeds start getting big and the beans look bumpy. They should be smooth and about the diameter of a pencil. Now, they'll decline in quality with high temperatures, so don't be surprised if your snap beans start getting a little funky this time of the year. Mostly it's the heat. We can plant snap beans again around about August for a great fall crop. Sweet corn is hard to determine because the kernels are enclosed by the husk. When the silks have turned brown, that's your first signal the corn may be ready. Pull the shuck back some and take your thumbnail and puncture a few of the kernels in the ear. If the juices that flow out are clear, then the corn isn't ready yet. Put the shuck back in place and wait a few more days. If instead, when you puncture the kernels of corn, you see that the inside is doughy and thick, well, you've let the corn get too old. Harvest it and consume it immediately. What you're looking for is a milky sap to come out of that corn. Cucumbers are harvested when they're young, so again, don't let them get too big and don't let them start turning yellow before you harvest them. Tomatoes can be harvested green and they can be used to be fried, or you can harvest them in the white or pink stage and ripen them indoors. The quality is usually pretty good if you ripen them at room temperature. So you see, there are lots of vegetables in your garden. For more information, contact your local Extension Service Extension office and learn how to harvest those vegetables properly. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.